This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Commission passed a resolution last week to help in the development of live horse racing in the county. The resolution would give racing operators control over off-track betting and simulcasting. After extensive public comment and a quick executive session on potential litigation, the resolution passed the commission with a 4-1 vote. A man has been arrested for use of methamphetamine. Officers were called for someone in the rafters of the Flying J on Saturday. Officers arrived in a upon checking security cams, saw an employee go to the second floor but never came down. The man couldn't be found at the time. The rafters couldn't be searched for safety reasons. Officers were called back a second time and saw the man walking away from the store covered in dust and insulation. He had admitted to using meth the day before and had expressed curiosity about what was in the rafters. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Commission has set a goal of getting the Gillette City Council to increase funding to the fire department in order to fully staff Station 3 in the next 3 years to give the city better coverage. In order to accomplish that, the department's budget for the fiscal year 2024-25 will have to increase by $1 million. Commissioner Rusty Bell has suggested the county and the city discuss the matter and renegotiate their joint powers agreement so that both the city and county contribute half the budget. Gillette local Scott Allerdings has taken his rodeo act to the football field and is an integral part of Wyoming Mustangs games, entertaining on the field during breaks in the action. When he's not bullfighting, he's a phys ed teacher and a wrestling coach at local schools. Fans of Allerdings will get to see him work May 8th when the Mustangs host the Omaha Beef at Camplex. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.